From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, why a daily dose of fat does a body good, and the final installment in our series, Voices of Freedom Summer. First, it's another afternoon of thunderstorm and flood warnings across North Texas. No doubt 3 days of stormy weather has drenched some parts of drought-stricken Texas. Granbury saw 7 inches of rain on Sunday alone. You can see pretty dramatic video of Lake Granbury rising 5 feet in 24 hours on KERANews.org. Still, the drought persists, and today at a public forum in Wichita Falls, experts predicted that city would run out of water by 2016. Officials say the city's water supplies have dropped below a quarter of their capacity and will likely be dry in 2 years. Wichita Falls is awaiting state approval to recycle and treat wastewater as a short-term boost to supplies. Longer term, the city may have to treat salt water or build a pipeline to a distant aquifer. The Aspen Ideas Festival has begun in Colorado. The focus this week is health. KERA's Lauren Silverman is covering the festival and is with me now. Lauren, what's your impression so far?
So I'm still trying to get over the scenery here. I'm pretty sure that if there were a city made for taking photos and sending postcards, this would be it. The iced cap mountains are in the background. There's a river, the green pines, white aspens. It's really gorgeous.
All right. You aren't there to sightsee, right?
No, but that's what a lot of Texans come to Colorado for. And actually, one of the first people I met here was from Waxahachie. In any case, this is the start of the festival, and the point is to gather top doctors, scientists, policymakers, and talk about the big ideas in health. So this morning, I went to a session on the future of robotics in orthopedic surgery. Here's surgeon Tom Pevney of Aspen, who gave the talk.
You know, I think the next thing in robotics for orthopedics is to be able to do a total knee replacement. Right now, the technology just allows us to do a partial replacement. It already allows us to do a total hip, and that technology is great. So I think the next thing is going to be total knee replacement, and they're already working on that, but it's very preliminary.
Total knee replacements with robotic assistance. That really sounds exciting. What else is on the agenda?
I'm excited about the focus this week on long-term care. Right now, the landscape is a bit frightening. If you step back and look at it, we've got an aging population, a Medicaid system that's under stress, and a shortage of paid home care workers. And that's something that we've begun to look at with our series, The Broken Hip. Tomorrow, we'll have a story on family caregivers that touches on some of the challenges that this Ideas Festival will hopefully address.
I know the focus is on ideas for healthcare, ways to treat diseases, ways to prevent illness in the first place. But what's the reaction among folks in Aspen not attending the festival?
Well, I did catch up with a few who were about to go on a bike ride, and they were at the Limelight Hotel. That's one of the locations for the talks. And I asked them what they thought of an Ideas Festival. This is Mary Sykes from Buffalo.
I feel very strongly that bringing smart people together and having an open forum and discussing and exchanging ideas could give birth to ideas that really wouldn't happen otherwise.
And Pete Simon, who she was having breakfast with, admitted he was a bit shocked by the price tag. Tickets can run thousands of dollars for the Aspen Ideas Festival, and said he hopes there's a balance between dreams and reality.
I hope that it moves in a practical direction rather than theoretical, because there's a lot of very real world problems out there, and I hope that we're not thinking in the clouds, but thinking about how to solve things that are very real and very, very difficult for so many people.
Thanks for the update on the festival, Lauren. We'll talk to you again later in the week.
Great idea, Justin.
The American Heart Association recommends a diet low in both saturated and trans fats. But just how are we replacing those fats in the food we eat? Today on Think, health writer Nina Teicholz talked with Chris Boyd about why fat has gotten a bad rap.
When you take fat out of food, so like low-fat yogurt, fat provides the texture, the creaminess, the taste. When you take fat out of food, you need to replace that with something called a fat replacer. Those are almost always carbohydrate-based and almost always just sugar. So low-fat foods, peanut butter, yogurt, salad dressing, they're all higher in carbohydrates and sugar.
So we're basically doing that to get back some of the taste that we lose when we take the fat away.
Fat is tasty. Fat is also what, you know, makes things crispy when you fry them. It's what adds the flavor to food. Fat also fills you up. A diet high in protein and fat is satiating. And that's why people don't overeat on those diets. It's almost impossible to overeat on meat. They actually did overfeeding experiments in the 1960s where they put stacks of pork chops in front of inmates and said, eat those. And the men said, we cannot eat anymore. And it's those foods are naturally satiating for whatever reason. I don't know if it's fully understood, but whereas people, the studies show that people will compulsively overeat on carbohydrates, cookies, crackers, chips, popcorn, that kind of thing.
Nina Teicholz's book is called The Big Fat Surprise, Why Butter, Meat, and Cheese Belong in a Healthy Diet. Think re-airs tonight at 9, or you can find the podcast at kera.org/think. And now here's Sam Baker with the final installment of our series, The Voices of Freedom Summer.
In 1964, an effort to get blacks registered to vote in Mississippi became known as the Freedom Summer after three volunteers were murdered by the Ku Klux Klan. Many don't realize Fort Worth and rural Tarrant County were also major hubs for the Klan. Judge Mary Ellen Hicks remembers its presence in the city even into the 1980s. Hicks showed producer Lindsay Connect around her three-story Fort Worth townhome filled with black memorabilia and art. As part of our series, The Voices of Freedom Summer, Hicks explains a pair of framed photos on an easel she keeps right by the dinner table.
This is one of my prized possessions. These are photographs of the actual meetings of the Ku Klux Klan in Fort Worth, Texas, probably in the 1920s or 30s at the Ellis Pecan Company on Main Street in downtown Fort Worth. They're in their regalia. It looks like a formal meeting to me, so I think they were making plans. And it's packed. It looks like they're at the World Cup or something, or the finals of the NBA. It's so many people there. And these were prominent citizens, police, law enforcement, government, judges, business people. That is American history. And that says a lot about how far we have come, but it also represents how far we have to go. It reminds me of our journey, all of us, regardless of color, in this United States of America.
Confounder, made up my mind.
That was Judge Mary Ellen Hicks explaining why it's important to acknowledge painful parts of our history. The PBS documentary Freedom Summer airs on KERA television tonight at 8 p.m. To see a preview and hear more from our series, The Voices of Freedom Summer, visit keranews.org.
A flash flood warning is in effect for Tarrant County until 6:30 tonight. Several other weather warnings expired just minutes ago, but more scattered storms are forecast this evening, some of which may be severe. And the stormy weather is expected to hang around through Thursday. Again tonight, mostly cloudy skies, an 80% chance for storms with a low near 73. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy, a 40% chance for showers with highs in the lower 80s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of rain with a low near 74. It's currently 76 degrees in Dallas, 74 in Fort Worth, 72 in Tyler, and 71 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.